Port McNeil Hospital's emergency department will be temporarily closed until Monday morning, the latest in a string of closings at North Island hospitals since the spring that officials don't foresee ending anytime soon. The closing, the result of a staffing shortage, began late afternoon Friday and continues until 7 a.m. Monday. During that period, anyone experiencing a medical emergency is advised by Island Health to call 911 or go to Port Hardy Hospital's ER, about a 30-minute drive from Port McNeil. Last weekend, it was Port Hardy Hospital's ER that was closed. All other inpatient services will continue during the closure period. On Thursday, Port McNeil family physician Dr. Priyan Armogam wrote to Island Health to again request sharing of physician resources amid the ongoing closings and absence of a formal regional plan. Are there valid reasons why Port McNeil or Port Hardy cannot be the designated emergency site with 12-hour shifts that include all the regional physicians willing to participate? Asked Armogam in an email dated September 8. Given the impacts on Alert Bay and the Port Hardy closures, it would appear that Port McNeil is the logical site at least as an interim measure while staffing and administration can be improved. Armogam, who has raised alarm bells about staffing shortages in the region on several occasions, said discussions are ongoing, while the crisis continues, and an established task force appears to be just one more attempt by senior officials to placate physicians rather than make hard decisions. Port Alice family physician Dr. Nicole Bennett Boutelier, medical director for Mount Waddington Strathcona, said in a memo to Port Hardy and Port McNeil physicians on Thursday that ER closures and reductions in service are expected to continue due to ongoing staff shortages. Bennett Boutelier thanked clinicians for their flexibility, as we navigate this difficult terrain, and try to continuously coordinate the many pieces. The health authority continues to review rollouts of more predictable closures, said Bennett Boutelier, but as you know there are several instances where we remain only one sick call shy of an empty nursing line or in some instances without physician coverage. Bennett Boutelier said there is no official expectation that physicians will cover neighboring communities, but this is encouraged when the need arises. We will continue to leave this up to individual physicians impacted by a closure to communicate directly as to how they would, could be willing to extend, she wrote. The health authority is looking at how to compensate physicians who cover neighboring communities for travel costs. Family-friendly housing has also been secured in both Port McNeil and Port Hardy for traveling doctors. Patients unsure whether their medical situation requires a visit to a hospital or are advised to call 811 to receive confidential advice from a registered nurse at any time of the day, 7 days a week, toll-free. Seharnet at timescolonist.com To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.